It's 8:56 and 46 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Trade pretty well supported early despite the relinquishing the lion's share of yesterday's gains. Being the first day of March today may give us an indication about fund money flows going forward. Currently looking at the markets, May corn currently up 2¾ at 376.5. July corn 383¾, also up 2¾, and new crop December 396 up 2¼. May beans 1039¼ up 3½. July beans 1048 up 3½, and new crop November 1022 up 3¾. Looking at the products, meal market 336.80 up 40 cents a ton, and the soybean oil for May 34.15 up 22. Wheat market, Chicago wheat 452¾ basis to May up 9. July wheat 466 up 7¾. Kansas City wheat 472.5 up 9. And Minneapolis wheat basis to May 556¼ up 6. Hogs up about 65 cents. Cattle up about the same. And feeders currently up about 30 cents. Looking at the crude market, currently up about 20 cents. And it's a touch over the $54 mark. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade showed an increase of almost 20,000 contracts in corn, which appears to have been a resurgence of fund buying. The soybeans saw an increase of about 12,000 contracts of open interest, and the options were up about 21,000 contracts, probably more increased buying interest there as well. Wheat open interest was down modestly, which could have been modest short covering efforts. The surge of about 11,000 contracts in the option open interest looks to be price positive. Side note here is that the wheat market is holding gains despite the firming dollar here this morning. Note the USDA did not have any export sales announced on their overnight reporting system this morning. Crude at current values appears to be supportive to the commodities in general. Corn market was under the influence of headline news yesterday about the possibility of raising ethanol blending levels on renewable fuels. In addition, emerging news about RINs and the biodiesel tax credits are emerging as well. This could be a bit of a game changer in the mix of the U.S. and South American beans for the biodiesel production. We'll likely talk about this a little bit more in next Tuesday's meeting at the Beef House. Looking forward to seeing everyone there. Side note, someone looking for something to happen, the difference between the nearby cash cattle and the futures market is exceptionally wide, so that could be something of interesting as far as price action to develop. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
You bet.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Of course, he's mentioning the Ag Outlook Conference coming up on Tuesday, and you can find more details on that conference at willag.org. In weather today, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before noon. Cloudy skies, temperatures falling to about 42 degrees by 5 p.m. Breezy with west winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour later today. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 30 degrees. Blustery again tonight with west winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Partly sunny tomorrow, the high 44. Mostly sunny for Friday, the cool day of the week with a high of 39 degrees. We'll be back up over 60 degrees by Sunday. Currently 46 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.